Today, we're going to talk about some of the changes that came about on July 4th with the One Big Beautiful Bill, along with some of the tax changes specific to Washington State.
The One Big Beautiful Act, which is commonly known as the Big Beautiful Bill, or OBBBA for short, is an expansive reconciliation package that was passed on July 4th. It combines tax, spending, policy reforms, all of that. It was introduced back in May and passed the House May 22nd and was passed by the Senate on July 1st and then made into law on July 4th. This thing spans almost 900 pages, right? It's a statute that modifies hundreds of provisions that go across agriculture, health, energy, tax, defense, immigration, and infrastructure. So we're not going to spend all of our time on that.
You don't want to go through all 300 some odd pages?
No, I don't want to do that.
It'd be a really exciting commentary.
Yes, but what we thought is we would hit some of the highlights and specifically how they pertain to you in terms of taxation. So, does that sound all right?
I like it. Yeah.
Good, excellent.
Apolitical, there's no politics in this. No, let's just put that disclaimer out there. We are looking purely at this from an individual taxation standpoint and how it's going to affect our clients.
Absolutely. So let's see, one of the first things that really did happen that really does impact people is the Tax Cut and Jobs Act was made permanent. That had a 5-year extension. That's pretty tremendous because what that does is it continues a very high level of federal exemption for estate tax. So that piece has been made permanent now. The second thing that happened, which is not permanent yet, but the SALT deduction, that's the state and local tax, that deduction is now maxed at $40,000. That's a bump of
four times.
$30,000. So what was $10,000 is now $40,000. The interesting thing is this is a federal exemption for state and local taxation. So if you're itemizing,
because you used to be able to write that off prior
correct,
to the
tax exactly. Yeah. So now you are actually able to jump up to that $40,000. That makes a very, very big difference in terms of what you're doing. So
well, and what we've seen with appreciating real estate prices.
Oh my gosh.
And the levy rates increasing.
Absolutely.
Right, this is going to be a help because a lot of people now are bumping up on that $10,000. I know that sounds crazy, but bumping up on the $10,000 property tax bill.
Absolutely. And we see that
let alone your sales tax throughout the year.
Correct. So it is important though that this will phase out as it's written. It phases out in 2029. So we've got a 5-year run on that, maybe similar to the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. We'll see what happens as it goes. The other thing, this is really pretty powerful as well, is for people, individuals, and families who are over 65, they now have a $6,000 on their standard deduction, right? So that bumped up significantly as well. So for married filing jointly, it was 2, now it's up to 6. That's a very powerful thing as well. And then the last thing that I want to hit is there's a $2,000 charitable deduction, even if you take the standard deduction, right? So if you're not going to itemize, you're just going to take the standard deduction. What you can do is you actually can then say, hey, I'm going to take some of my charitable inclinations. I'm going to do that. And now I've got an additional $2,000 that I can use in terms of deduction for your tax year. That one seems to be made permanent. I'm going to go back the over 65 piece. Is temporary as well, that at this point would phase out after 2028. Okay. But again, we'll be watching it.
Just some great pieces though on there too. Yeah. Well, I love the fact that you can get a benefit for your charitable deductions when you couldn't get that in prior, unless you took, unless you itemized, right? So we have a higher standard deduction.
Correct.
We now have a higher standard deduction for a temporary period of time for those over age 65.
Yep.
And we have the ability to write off $2,000 of charitable deductions.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of charitably inclined clients. And so that's very, very powerful.
So if you give out of a non-qualified account, meaning one that's not an IRA, right? If you give out of the IRA, you can do it through a QCD, qualified charitable distribution.
Yep.
Right, help satisfy that RMD. We've done lots of talks on that before.
Yep.
But you have this benefit as well for taking the elevated standard deduction.
Yeah.
So and great things.
Not to go too far into the weeds too, but you can also you can start those charitable deductions at 70 as opposed to starting to have to take your RMD at 73. So
or 75 now.
Or 75 by the time we get there. So.
Next one we wanted to talk about, there was two particular changes in Washington State that are going to affect clients both from estate tax standpoint and from a capital gain standpoint. Let's tackle the estate tax one. Washington State estate tax. There's federal estate tax, there's Washington State estate tax. Two separate things. One of them's portable, meaning the exemption amount goes with you. One of them's non-portable, meaning you need to have this language in your will or else it's not gonna, you won't be able to use that exemption amount. But that exemption jumped from $2.193 million to $3 million as of July 1st, 2025. But the kicker here is that they almost doubled the tax rates for anything above the $3 million mark. So it went from, now it's a 10 to 35%. So max rate is 35%, used to be 20%, now it's 35%, right? So that's a big thing. If you're not utilizing that, this is one of the first things we talk with you when we sit down and go through financial planning on the estate planning side. If you are not using that $3 million exemption in some way, it is a use it or lose it exemption. So you need to make sure that you are connecting to your estate planning attorney, yep, right? And that you have that language and you're utilizing that exemption in some way. It's very important that that gets done.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that?
I mean, just the fact that you do want to be contacting and talking with your estate planning attorney on these things, for sure.
Yeah. In all of this. The OBBB. Consult with your CPA. It's
exactly.
Always good, right? They're the professionals in this. We just really want to be here to point out some key changes that might apply to you. The next big one that we'll end with is Washington State capital gains tax. I think they're calling it an excise tax.
Yes.
This first iteration was enacted to law a couple years ago with a 7% capital gains tax, right? There's a $280,000 2025, right? $280,000 standard deduction, meaning anything below $280,000 on your standard deduction for Washington State does not get taxed. 280 to 1 million is assessed at a 7% capital gains tax. Anything above 1 million in capital gains on an annual basis is assessed an additional 2.9. So you're at 9.99% for your Washington State capital gains tax. There are exemptions to this. Real estate is exempt. Some businesses are exempt from sale. Stocks, bonds, and non-retirement accounts are not exempt. So if you have embedded gains, we got to be cognizant about how we go about selling these off so that we don't trigger an additional Washington State capital gains tax. Yeah. So,
and that's one of the things that we do is we really try to set up what is your tax budget, right, over the course of X amount of years so that we don't really bump up into those upper thresholds if we don't need to.
Because there's the federal capital gains tax, 0%, 15%, 20%, with a 3.8% kicker of AGIs or net investment income above 250.
Yeah.
So you could be at 23.8 plus 9.99. In Washington. So we want to be cognizant of those tax rates when we're going about considering selling off things with embedded gains.
But. Absolutely. So a couple of things there. Again, we're just trying to review these as they're pertinent to you and your tax situation. It's really, really important for us to note we're not giving tax advice. We are detailing out what is going on. That being said, obviously we said, hey, we want to make sure that you're consulting with your estate attorney. We want to make sure that you're consulting with your CPA. But more than that, you know, the way that we look at ourselves is, you know, we're the CEO of your board of professionals. And so we want to make sure that what we've got in terms of a plan is moving everyone forward in the same direction. So so it's important for us to talk to you about these things. It's important for us to be aware of these things and then to bring in professionals from a variety of different angles and make sure that your entire plan is working together.
Absolutely. Communication is key, you're saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
Jeez. In relationships? All types of relationships. People ask me sometimes, do you get into marital advice? No, but communication, it's important. So hope you guys have a phenomenal weekend. Thank you for listening and hopefully laughing a little bit with us through what can be a super exciting topic, taxes.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.